God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello and welcome to Pure Home with me, Sanhattu. Well, a wise man once said, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. And there's so many infinite questions about the Islamic Sharia. And of course, we have a very limited time, so we'll cover as many as we can, some that you've posted for us, and we'll provide answers in today's program. And of course, we'll have other interesting segments as usual, so you'll definitely want to stay tuned to hear more about that. To the program. Well, we're delighted to have Dr. Mahmoud Karimi here with us to help us answer your questions. Dr. Karimi is an Islamic scholar. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Thank you. That's a great pleasure.
Okay, so excuse me, let's get right into our questions, Dr. Karimi. One of the questions we have here, a viewer says, when I'm on a plane on an international flight, we go through different time zones and I'm not sure what time I should go by for my prayers.
Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'd like to say salamun alaikum to all viewers. And then, you know that there are certain conditions if we want to have a valid salat or valid prayer. Mm-hmm. So one of the conditions is observing the time of prayer. For example, you should know that the time of morning prayer is between the dawn and the sunrise. Mm-hmm. So at whatever time or within this span, you perform your prayer, it would be valid. Mm-hmm. And another is the place, so that the place that you perform your prayer should be a clean place, should be a place not usurped from anybody. Another is the type of and the kind of the dress that you have. Mm-hmm. So your dress and your clothing should be, in fact, yours. And so among these, yes, one of them is that you should observe the time of the prayer. So the first thing, whether you are on a plane or you are not, it is to know the definite time for each prayer. Mm-hmm. As I said, for example, if you are performing morning prayer, then it is necessary to know that the time is between the dawn and the sunrise. So mm-hmm. it's possible to ask those on board, for example, the steward or stewardess, or mm-hmm. sometimes the monitor would show you and
the local time.
Yes, mm-hmm. the from the local time you understand nice. That whether the time, in fact, it is the time or not. Mm-hmm. So this is one point. The second point is that, yes, maybe, as you said, there are different time zones. And the morning may last, for example, sometimes more than you suppose or more than you mm-hmm. imagine when you are on the earth. So this means that just one prayer is your duty, not more than one prayer. Mm-hmm. So if you do your morning prayer at the beginning of the time, then no other prayer is compulsory for you and is obligatory for you. Just one prayer is your duty and you do not need to perform any more.
Right, because I would suppose sometimes if you're on international flights, you would have your morning prayer time in one country, and then you pass through another country, and then it would be morning
yes.
prayer time again. So,
mm-hmm.
Like you said, you wouldn't want to duplicate that prayer,
yeah.
the morning
yes.
prayer.
Yes, it doesn't mean that you should have double prayer for morning prayer. Just mm-hmm. one prayer is your duty, mm-hmm. and you have done it before, so yeah. it's enough.
And actually, like you said, you can ask the flight attendants also. My personal experience is what we would do is just to be on the safe side because you're so unsure, it's dark, it's light, suddenly it's not very clear. Mm-hmm. What we would do is as you would see the sun close to rising, so it's not your prayer time is not past, then you know that it's morning prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yes.
if you know once it's setting, then you know it's time for Maghrib. So it's an indication
yes.
to help you.
Means there there are some natural signs, for example, the beginning of the darkness or the beginning of the morning, when so it is somehow the darkness is gone, so you can understand they are the natural signs. And there are some conventional and the local time that so you can see it on board, or you can ask from the flight attendant and other people.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, we have many more questions for Dr. Karimi, so we're going to ask our viewers to stay tuned. Let's go and listen to our story together, and we'll be back.
The Mouse and the Cat. It is said that there was a tree near a town. Under the tree, a mouse lived in a hole, and a cat lived nearby. Numerous hunters went there and laid their traps for prey. Someday the cat got caught in a trap. When the mouse got out of his hole to find something to eat, he saw the cat caught in the trap. The mouse was very happy that the cat was trapped and could not catch him anymore. But when the mouse looked around more carefully, he saw a ferret lying in ambush. He also saw an owl on the tree who intended to hunt the mouse too. He was frightened and started to think. He said to himself, "If I go back to my hole, the ferret is waiting for me. And if I stay here, the owl will fly down the tree and swallow me. If I go ahead, the cat will catch me. So I should use my wisdom, because there is no friend better than wisdom." After thinking for a while, he came to this conclusion that there was no solution for him better than making peace with the cat. He thought, "The cat is caught and can set himself free from the trap only with my help." Therefore, he went near the cat and asked, "How are you?" The cat answered, "As you can see, I am entrapped." The mouse said, "Have you ever heard a lie from me? I've always delighted in your sorrow and difficulty, but today we have a common problem. I can set myself free by setting you free from the trap. Look, the frat is lying in ambush for me, and the owl is going to kill me. They are your enemies too. If I approach you, they won't do me any harm, and I will chew the ropes of the trap. Trust me and accept my sensible suggestion." The cat was happy to hear the mouse's words and said, "You're right. It is better for both of us to be friendly and united." The mouse said, "So I will approach you now. Treat me in a friendly manner, and I will chew the trap happily." The cat accepted. The mouse approached the cat and chewed the ropes around his legs. Seeing this, the ferret and owl got disappointed and went away. The unity between the mouse and the cat saved the lives of both of them.
Welcome back to the program. We have more questions for Dr. Karimi. Here, this one says, I stole when I was younger, and now I don't know how I should compensate for this mistake. I have forgotten who I stole from and the amounts, since we assume that a time span has passed. So,
yes. Firstly, we should say that not all kinds of these taking things is considered a kind of theft, for example, or stealing in its proper legal sense. Mm-hmm. For example, if one is not mature, mm-hmm. is not sane, or is not, for example, as we say, adult, is not he doesn't have free will. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody has forced him to do it. So this legally is not considered, in fact, theft, and mm-hmm. the punishment would not be applied. Mm-hmm. This is one thing. The second point is, yes, if we have done something in the past, so everybody is apt to make mistakes, mm-hmm. then, and we don't know how much or, for example, to whom, in fact, we are owing, then mm-hmm. it is possible to pay charity on behalf of him. Mm-hmm. In fact, you should do something, you should do some goodness, and this goodness, he should be the recipient mm-hmm. because of something that he has lost. Yes? So if you have stolen it, then it's your duty to compensate this way. Since you do not know him, just to say, okay, on the behalf of anyone from whom in fact, mm-hmm. I took it or I stole it, I would pay this charity mm-hmm. and God would reward, would give the reward of this charity to him. Mm-hmm. Then this is the only way that you can compensate, in fact. If you know the price, if you know the value, for example, mm-hmm. or the amount, you can say, okay, this is the amount and I should pay this amount on behalf of him as the charity. In fact, it's better to be with the permission of the marja or the fully qualified religious mm-hmm. authority. Mm-hmm. So if you do it, then
it's fine.
No problem. Yes, that's
right. Now you mentioned that it was both, you could do it in monetary value, so give charity on their behalf, or you said deeds. You can also do prayers or whatnot and send that for them, or no?
Yes. Even
any,
if
any kind of good deed, any charitable
kind
deed?
Of any kind of we say injustice that we may have done to somebody, mm-hmm. then it's possible to, so, and we do not know him, or it's not possible for us to find him now. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know, but he is not, in fact, here. Mm-hmm. He is not around. Mm-hmm. Then what can you do? The only way is to compensate this way, to pay charity, to do something good, religious, sometimes to ask forgiveness for him, mm-hmm. to ask God forgiveness, and this in fact would reach him and he would be satisfied with you. In mm-hmm. fact, the only thing is that in what way he can be satisfied with you.
To
yes?
forgive you, right.
So if he has done something, if he has lost some small thing in this world and in the other world and in the eternal life, he would find much better than that. Mm-hmm. So he would be satisfied with you. You say, okay, no problem. Even if I lost something small, but here it's compensated, and I have the great reward of this charity. I have the great reward, for example, of praying for me, asking forgiveness. This somehow would compensate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So yeah. For that viewer, what you can do is monetary or any kind of charitable deed to compensate for what you have done. So don't worry. Yes. Okay, so the next question. Here in London, since people don't pray, I'm out, and if I'm out, I don't know the direction of the Qibla, which direction I should pray. What should I do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, another condition for valid prayer is to know the direction of Qibla. Mm-hmm. And if you intentionally perform your prayer, in fact, on a direction which is not Qibla, it would be invalid. Mm-hmm. So your salat is not valid. Then, in this case, there are certain ways. For example, if you have access to compass, so you may use your compass and a small instrument, or sometimes there are special small instruments for showing Qibla direction. Mm-hmm. You know, for each country, in fact, it is marked that right. This is the direction.
Has a little map,
yes.
And a little
In a little map. So you can use it. Otherwise, so you may ask the people of the neighborhood and people around if they are Muslims, or if you may find some Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So if in fact there is a problem and you do not have any access to the people and no access to compass or this kind of instruments,
mm-hmm.
then your duty is to perform your prayer on the four directions.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because anyhow, one of them would be the proper direction, mm-hmm. prayer. Then your duty, if you have time, if there is enough time and a span of time, then
mm-hmm.
yes, your duty is to perform on the four directions.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not have time, then as it is possible, for example, just you have time for one prayer, no problem, because you don't know which direction, any direction you perform, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have time for two prayers, then you should perform two directions on two directions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the only way we can do it.
Mm-hmm. And maybe for a lot of people who know how to, I mean, I personally don't, but they can tell by the sun. I assume they can probably tell the direction by the rising of the sun or the setting of the sun.
Yes, in fact, by the sun, for example, for noon prayer,
mm-hmm.
or for afternoon prayer. So it is possible that, yes, and it is written down in Risala books that
mm-hmm.
in what way you can find it, and
mm-hmm.
it is,
you can find,
yeah.
the direction. Okay, well, in this case, so this viewer should do all directions, or
okay.
try to ask if,
yes.
possible. Okay, well, we will go for a break, and when we come back, it's time for From Here and There, so don't go away. Well, now it's time for From Here and There with my colleague Mahdi Babagolzadeh. Today he has some health tips and some medical revelations. So let's see what he has for us today, Mr. Golzadeh. Over to you.
Thank you, Mrs. Hakju.
You're welcome.
Well, hello, dear viewers. Welcome to this part of the program, From Here and There. Well, researchers have identified that a type of cancer drug can help people with early multiple sclerosis relapse on previous drugs, as well as patients who failed in treatment. A new study conducted at the University of Cambridge indicated that a drug which reboots a person's immune system proved to be an effective treatment for MS patients. According to the study, the drug which previously used to treat a type of leukemia through wiping out and resetting the immune system has shown better results than other current options for MS patients. The drug significantly lowers the number of attacks or relapses experienced by people with MS compared to those patients who are treated with the current drug. Now, moreover, the study revealed that patients taking the new drug had less disability than when they started the trial. MS is an autoimmune disease in which the body's immune system mistakenly attacks nerve fibers and their protective insulation. The resulting damage prevents the nerves from firing properly and ultimately leads to the loss of nerve fibers and also, consequently, physical disabilities. Welcome back. Now, I found an article on the reasons why to eat broccoli. First of all, if you suffer from painful chronic diseases such as arthritis, then one of the best reasons to eat broccoli is that it contains a flavonoid called camphiferol, which is a powerful anti-inflammatory. Now, it also helps with allergies along with combating inflammation, which you could also try cabbage, as well as strawberries, tomatoes, and grapes. It's also loaded with fiber, so one small mid-afternoon broccoli snack only contains 30 calories and will keep you feeling full and satisfied till dinner. So definitely for people on diet losing weight. Broccoli is also rich in two carotenoids called lutein and zeaxanthin, both of which are good for your eyes. One of the chemicals in broccoli called glucoraphanin is converted to another chemical during digestion, which in turn encourages healthy skin cell regeneration. Aside from improving eye health, the lutein in broccoli also helps prevent heart disease. It works the same way as it works in eyes, keeping arteries open and blood flowing properly. It's also a good source of low-fat and lean protein. One serving contains 3 grams of protein and 0 grams of fat. It also helps with muscle cramps as it contains potassium, as well as being good for your bones, as it also contains calcium. Welcome back. Now, some strange health tips that really work. Now, for the ladies suffering from hormonal problems, including acne or facial hair, researchers found that spearmint tea can be an effective natural treatment. Researchers found that drinking 2 cups a day would be beneficial. Now, if you suffer from frequent headaches or migraines, try taking limes. The scent of lime is thought to be good for headaches, while the coolness of the fruit can also help to ease the pain. Cut a lime in half and rub it across your forehead or the part of your head which aches. Now, researchers have found that chewing mint-flavored gum can dramatically decrease feelings of tiredness, while separate research studies have suggested that chewing gum can improve test scores and improve memory by a staggering 35%. Now, hay fever is a persistent problem for many. However, if you want to beat hay fever without relying on antihistamines, honey can provide a great natural remedy. Honey is believed to cure hay fever, as the bee pollen contained in it can desensitize your body to the pollen. Now, many of us avoid dirt and bacteria out of a fear of getting ill. However, while it's generally important to maintain good hygiene standards, a bit of dirt could be better for you than you think. Research suggests that exposure to friendly bacteria found in soil can actually help boost the immune system and alleviate depression, making gardening and countryside walks ideal activities for giving your health a boost. Well, that was it from me. I hope you enjoyed this part of the program from here and there. As usual, you can visit us at saatv.tv. You can also email us as well at purehome@saatv.tv. Or you can call us directly on 0098-2122-16287 or 0098-2122-16285. Back to you, Ms. Archer.
Thank you, Mr. Goldsworthy. There's so much to learn and so much to put into practice. We will go and take a look at our report together, and of course, we'll be back.
یکی بود یکی نبود غیر از خدا هیچ کس نبود ولایتی بود به نام شکرستون مردمونش همه خوب و مهربون بله تو شکرستون آدم مکار و افخطی بود به نام تورنج
چرا منو نگاه میکنید؟ نکنه بازم قراره نقش آدم بده رو من بازی کنم
خباره؟
آره و آجر پاره هر نقش منفی میدی به من
آره مگه چی شده؟
چی میخواستی بشه؟ بچه هم جلوی همکلاسیاش خجالت زده شده زنم هم تلویزیون رو برده فروخته که کسی توی خونه شکرستون رو نگاه نکنه
خب حالا چرا داد میزنی؟
اصلا من دیگه نقش آدمای منفی رو بازی نمی کنم برید یه آدم دیگه پیدا کنید
ای بابا صبر کن میگم دستمزد تو زیاد کنن
ها چی؟ گفتی دستمزد؟
آره قرار شده از این به بعد یه پولی بابت حق آبرو به کسایی که نقش منفی بازی میکنن بدید
آخ جان از این به بعد هر چی نقش منفی ها بدید به خودم خب قراره امروز چی بازی کنم؟
واسا کتاب و ورق بزنم خودت میبینی
In my opinion, the most important thing that has happened in animation of the world is the peripheral products such as stationery, dolls, posters, t-shirts, and so on. These products enter the children's rooms, and sometimes we can see that a child's room is full of these products. This was ignored in Iranian animation. With the help of these institutes, we produce the peripheral products of this animation series. These products are being sold in the market. Due to having big rivals which we couldn't deny, we didn't expect them to sell well. but on the contrary to our expectation, people showed great interest to them because they are completely Iranian, from its music, which is a work of late Jalal Zulfanun, to its illustrations, which are very similar to Iranian drawing and miniature. If you look at the stories of this animation, you can see that its structure is similar to our traditional drama because its basis is passion play and puppet show. Sometimes people ask me why a character is a teacher, a judge, and also a coppersmith. How does it happen? The reason is that there is no fixed job in this town. This is the town of actors and actresses. Actors and actresses have gathered together in this town, and like passion plays, the narrator assigns a role to each of them. When their roles are assigned, they start playing. Every element in this animation is Iranian, ranging from its music to its illustration to the story and the type of narration. Both intellectuals and ordinary people are familiar with these elements. We have even illustrated the buildings in a way that all of them have a reference in the real world. In fact, each of the buildings is similar to a traditional Iranian building, which is familiar to the audience, so they can easily become interested in this animation. On the other hand, in the first 20 or 30 episodes, we were at the stage of trial and error. In fact, we just intended to narrate folklore stories and use Iranian proverbs. An intelligent producer is a person who knows that he or she has an intelligent audience. You can never narrate the stories of Bustan or Golestan or Masnavi in an animation and expect people to like them, because we have heard these stories many times in different forms. We had to do our job with a different story because people today are much more intelligent than we think. Therefore, telling an old story which has been told many times before is not artistic, even if with a new decoupage. From the episodes 30 to 35, the viewpoints changed and a new world was created, a very traditional world but with modern objects and modern issues. The combination is similar to a beautiful jigsaw puzzle. Of course, we had some ups and downs. In some stories, there were some shortcomings which were disfavored by people. We received these feedbacks from people from Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting and from social networks. And we understood that people disliked a certain part of the program or liked another part of it. Our group of writers sometimes wrote some comedy pieces, which were very nice, but we didn't think on them. We adhere to our basic principles. I think the 130 episodes that have been broadcast up to now have been very popular amongst people, and people know and like this animation. What was very surprising for even ourselves was that we produced this series of adolescents, but now many age groups, from children to adults, watch it. And each person has his own understanding of the program based on his mentality. The continuation of this series needs more care. New writers have been added to us recently. However, considering the popularity of this program, we need much more care in order to preserve its quality.
پس میخ رو تو پرد کردی؟ الان آدید میکنم میخ پرد کردن رو سر مردم یعنی چه؟
ای وای، نه غلط کردم، ببخشید. اصلا یه دقیقه صبر کنید آقا، من غلط کردم، هم میخ هم خونه مال ننه قمر. بفرمایید، اینم سندش. ما که رفت
بایست ببینم کچا به جرم میخ پراکنی باز داشتی.
بازم چه برای خودم شد؟ گفتم که هم به افتار میرسیم.
بایست ببینم تو باز داشتی.
بله، اینم از قصه امروز ما. تا یه روز دیگه و یه قصه دیگه، خدا نگهدار.
Welcome back to the program. Well, we have some more questions for Dr. Karimi before we tie up the program. Dr. Karimi, our next question is a mother here who has a young child. And she says that sometimes during my prayers, I smile or make faces at him so that he doesn't disrupt my prayers. Did this make my prayer invalid or void?
You know that the foundation, the main foundation for prayer is that you should concentrate on your relation with Allah at that time. Mm-hmm. So because it's an opportunity to speak to God. And if you think that you are standing before the greatest one, because we say Allahu Akbar, mm-hmm. Allah is the greatest. So what should your manner be? You know, so it's important to keep and preserve this manner and this etiquette. Then the answer is that yes, if this smile does not get you out of that situation, mm-hmm. means in fact the manner of and the nature of prayer is not disturbed. So if somebody sees you, say, okay, she is praying, no problem. Mm-hmm. But if you are, for example, your smiling is changed into a loud laugh, mm-hmm. into a boisterous laugh, mm-hmm. then so it means that you are out of that situation. Mm-hmm. And while in salat and in prayers, you should be quite modest. So the modesty, the calm,
the concentration,
these are something that should be preserved and in fact continuously and constantly in your salat. Mm-hmm. So definitely we can say that yes, if this calm and concentration is not disrupted and is not disturbed, no problem. Mm-hmm. But if it is in fact disturbed, so that you are cutting and stopping that relation and that communication with God, mm-hmm. so this may lead to in fact being your prayer void. Mm-hmm. But usually no, because sometimes it's necessary to, as she said, to have a smile or to make a little face, then no problem here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so within certain boundaries, I guess it's somewhat hard with a little child. Sometimes if the child is crying, you just want to,
yes.
you know, kind of keep them mm-hmm. Disrupting your prayers fully, then mm-hmm. maybe within boundaries it's okay.
Yes, or sometimes you may see something and then you want to warn somebody about a danger, so you mm-hmm. are somehow talking.
Indicating with your eyebrows.
Eyebrows, yes. Or uh-huh. or sometimes speaking in a louder voice than your normal tones. Mm-hmm. For example, you say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. So this change of tone also doesn't harm.
Okay.
If yes,
so that's okay too.
That's okay, yes. But if, as I said, this concentration and this calm is not disturbed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So now the next question we have is: my non-Muslim friends spend a lot, and since I like jewelry shopping and traveling as well, I spend a great deal on these luxuries. Is this a sin?
So this requires some different answers. Mm-hmm. We can say that firstly, so using luxury to a certain amount, to a moderate extent, mm-hmm. is not forbidden, because we have the Quranic verse: قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Say, who has forbidden the ornament of Allah, which he brought forth for his servants, mm-hmm. and the good things of his provision? So it means that the natural things of beauty, the natural things of ornament, the people are allowed, ladies are allowed, men are allowed to use and to benefit from. Mm-hmm. And so the delicious food, tayyabati min ar-rizq, the pure kinds of food, mm-hmm. also are something allowed. So this is the first principle. But the point is that all of this should be within boundaries. Mm-hmm. It means that you should use them, you should benefit from them in a moderate and natural amount. So if you go to excess, if you use and consume to excess, mm-hmm. then this is an example of israf, mm-hmm. or waste. Yes, you say, it's my money, I want to pay it and I want to use it. Mm-hmm. No problem, it's your money. But it would be an example of israf. Mm-hmm. So when we are talking about israf and waste, it doesn't mean that you are using or you are spending from other people's money. No, it is yours. Mm-hmm. But it is an example of waste, because God has said that even if there is, for example, an ocean of water, you are not allowed to use water more than what you need. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a lot of electricity. You say, okay, there is a lot of electricity. But you are allowed just as one servant of God to use and benefit from the amount
as
that...
As much as you need.
As much as you need, not more than that.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is something that the Holy Prophet and the infallible Imams observed.
Mm-hmm.
There is just one occasion that Israf is not, in fact, forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what's
what?
That? No, I'm curious.
Yes. The occasion is mentioned by the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet says, "La sarafa fil khair." There is no waste in righteous mm-hmm. things. So you want to do righteous things again and again and again to mm-hmm. and as much as possible.
No boundary.
Yes, no boundary.
Sky's the limit.
Yes. So that kind of israf is good.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you do good things, you do righteous things, and you mm-hmm. want to add it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So this. Only on this occasion we say that, yes, you should do it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But on other occasions, we say that, yes, about of this kind of luxury.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to excess, if you use it and consume it to excess, it would be an example of israf. And israf is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say that this kind of using or consuming luxury is a sin because it reaches the... In fact, the concept and the boundary of israf
mm-hmm.
or waste, and israf or waste would be something haram or as a sin.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second point. The third point is that, yes, sometimes the things are allowed.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it is your money, you want to spend it on an occasion. But the problem is whether this would provide, would guarantee your interests,
mm-hmm.
I mean by interest, I mean in fact the hereafter interest, the mm-hmm. heavenly interest. So is it something that as a human being you achieve, you, with it you would achieve your goals,
mm-hmm.
the divine goals? So if you are using all the time luxury, you are involved with them, you are entertained with them, then mm-hmm. it means that it is preventing you from remembering God.
Mm-hmm.
And our main duty...
is to remember God.
Yes, is remembering God.
Probably because the more you go towards those luxuries, toward materialism,
uh-huh.
is the further you go from Allah.
Yes,
from
the more you go to
one or the other.
To those material things, it means the more you are far from what? From divine goals.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we say that, yes, to a moderate extent, no mm-hmm. problem. But if it is just a matter of going to excess, an excessive use, an excessive consumption, it is an example of what? It is an example of creating an obstacle
mm-hmm.
in front of and before remembering God. Mm-hmm. And God says, "Fazkuruni azkurkum." Remember me, I would remember you.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody likes to be remembered by God, what's his duty?
To constantly remember God.
He should remember God firstly. If he wants to remember God, he cannot remember all the time the material things.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are involved and filled with luxuries, it means that day and night you are thinking about it, you are how to keep it, how to preserve it, how to mm-hmm. make it safe, how to clean it. You see, mm-hmm. all your life is, mm-hmm. in fact, spent this way. So mm-hmm. there is no time, there is no opportunity for remembering God.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is very important. And God says, "Fazkuruni azkurkum washkuru li wa la takfurun." Then immediately after that, God says, "And be thankful to me."
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean, be thankful to me? It means that I've given you certain blessings, certain gifts. You should have the best use of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the meaning of thankfulness.
Mm-hmm.
You should use them to the extent I have recommended,
mm-hmm.
to the extent I have commanded. So if this thankfulness happens, then your blessing and your gift would be
more and more.
Yes. And again, we have another verse, رَجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There are certain men that commerce and trafficking does not divert them from remembering God.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that this kind of things, like trading and commerce and all things of material things, may prevent men and may divert men from remembering God.
Mm-hmm.
Even at the time of the Holy Prophet, این سوره الجمعه ورید و اذا راوا تجارتن او لهوا انفضوا الیها و ترکوک قائما. People were praying behind the holy prophet, the Friday prayer. When they heard that, okay, there are certain people, tradesmen or businessmen, and they rushed to them, and they left the holy prophet alone.
Oh.
Yes.
During prayers.
Uh-huh. So it means that that remembering God here was not important for them. Mm-hmm. They preferred business and trade and that kind of diversion to remembering God. So it is a real danger that even if the material things sometimes you say are lawful, they are bought, and in fact by my money and in an illegitimate way, but it doesn't mean that this is good to use, because yes, our main duty, our principal duty is to remember God. And those things, using them to excess, in fact, the excessive use and going to the extremes would make people far from Allah.
That's very important, just to observe those boundaries. Anything I think is an excessive use would be wrong. So if they can kind of maintain that balance between using it well and, again, like you said, not be distracted from Allah and our main goal in life.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have some comments that you have suggested for us. Now it's time for some comments and suggestions that our dear viewers have posted on our website. The first one we have here is Sarah Haran, and she said, an interesting, informative program. I would love to see the show expand on guests who do arts and crafts, cooking, sewing, etc. Would make it ideal. Thanks so much. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. We appreciate your comments, and we definitely take them into consideration. It would be lovely if we could add a little bit of, some arts to our program, and we do hope to do that in the near future, and crafts, cooking, arts, sewing, and so on. So hopefully keep tuning in, and we'll have that coming up soon, we hope. Next, we have one from Sakina Hajar. And she says, I like your program, but it is far more interesting when the guests are actually present in your studio, like Dr. Karimi here. And also she's asked that we cover more on the elderly. Well, Sakina, we do like having our guests here in our studio. It's more interesting for us also. But we want to have more and more variety. We have a lot of guest speakers that are very educated in certain programs. And they're in London or Beirut or in Qom. And we hope to use their expertise in our program. And we know that via telecom sometimes it's a little slower. But we want to use their expertise and kind of keep the program more interesting. And on the elderly, we have covered a program on the elderly, but we hope that we can do that again in the future. And we really do appreciate all the comments and suggestions that you all post for us, so keep on sending them in. Also, email us purehome@sahartv.ir, and go on our website, look at our program, give us your feedback, sahartv.tv. Thanks so much for tuning in and inviting us into your pure home. Until next time, goodbye, and God bless.